One of the most unusual jails in Massachusetts is now empty. Under tight security, inmates at the Middlesex County Jail in Cambridge were moved out of the high-rise facility over the weekend and into the county's other jail in Billerica. WBUR's David Bowery was there for this secret move.
17 floors up a hollowed-out high-rise in Cambridge, the secret plan began unfolding Friday morning. Everyone was escaping, inmates and corrections officers alike. Only the residents of the slammer in the sky, as some call it, didn't know yet.
The less that they know, the better. They'll know soon enough.
Sheriff Peter Katujan and sheriffs before him all wanted to break out from the Middlesex jail, and practically everyone who knew the jail agreed with Katujan that it was about time.
Every single day, we had to worry about elevator failures, steam failures, hot water failures, electrical failures.
Now that he'd won a brand new temporary home up at the House of Corrections in Billerica, the sheriff could finally give the order. Move out.
Wall on the right hand side, and take it first name, last name, and cell number, please. I'm in tight,
right up on the wall. 220 pretrial detainees were residing in the cell blocks above the red. That's the 17th story stripe around the building that visually separates the jail and makes it an aerial landmark. The inmates are awaiting trial or bail hearings or arraignments, and as such, they're presumed innocent. Some are accused of simple drug possession, others of trafficking, and as many as 35 or 40 with murder. So moving to jail involved more than worrying about furniture that went missing. Sheriff Katujan.
The weakest point in our custody is the time that we're outside of the four walls of our facility. And so anytime you're transporting, moving, having anyone outside for any reason, medical or otherwise, that's the time you have to be most concerned.
Corrections officers had not informed the inmates because they did not want to trigger escape plots. And they didn't want the inmates to trash what was left of the cell blocks on the last night. In handcuffs and leg irons, waves of inmates took their last ride down the narrow elevator in a building condemned by history and experience. The district attorney's office on the bottom, superior court in the middle, district court higher up, then the jail in the heavens. The building was a veritable layer cake. Built in the brutalist style of architecture in 1971, the Middlesex County Courthouse stood like a solitary finger in the face of its East Cambridge neighbors. It looked like it belonged in the Soviet Union, and it fell apart faster. The district attorney and the trial courts evacuated 6 years ago.
There was no air conditioning from the 17th level on the way up, and you will notice that as we start to walk through the facility.
Scott Braces was the superintendent. He's special sheriff now. When he gave me a tour of the top tiers in 2011. It was August. It was hot. And inmates like this one were feeling it.
It's like over 90 in the day, over 90 at night. Animals at least get to cool off at nighttime.
Add to the heat the chronic problem of overcrowding that made everything worse, even in winter.
The place was built for 160, David, and we have a court order of 200. And as I said today, we're at 375. As of last Monday, we were at 411.
Last year, a judge ruled the overcrowding cruel and unconstitutional. Braces and the corrections officers under Sheriff Katujan did what they could to keep everyone and everything cool. They handed out freeze pops, for instance. But Francis Brown, the first superintendent of that high-rise jail, says the problems came at birth.
The jail was in someone else's house.
Meaning that the sheriff did not control the building, so he couldn't get the landlord to straighten things out. Having the jail close to the courtrooms may have seemed a great idea, but Brown identifies the biggest enemy of the high-rise jail in a word, gravity. You had to move everything up and down. Decades later, everyone is finally headed down, and then up to Billerica.
Mr. Lee, what cell are you in?
All right, he's clear.
Who's up?
Next.
With blank looks or tense faces, the inmates climb a step, which then moves them sideways in and out of a body-scanning X-ray machine that shows whether they are carrying drugs or contraband. Sheriff's Deputy Richard Hopkins.
They're all restrained. We have our special operations unit on standby just in case, you know, something doesn't go as planned. And they're going to be escorted by the K-9 unit in case there's any problems on the bus.
Though the move is supposed to be secret, the inmates get onto a bright yellow, blue, and white motor coach with Middlesex Sheriff in big letters on the sides. They holler and joke on the way out of the city, but quiet down when the bus gets onto 93. Twenty-five miles later, the inmates arrive in Billerica wearing new uniforms of pre-trial gray. Their new detention unit has high ceilings, bright light, open space. It's as if Cambridge has come to Kansas with air conditioning.
Right down here, Mr. Miller.
It took three bus trips and a half dozen trips by van over the course of 2 days. By late Saturday morning, back in Cambridge, the last bus was about to finish the operation. Each shackled inmate walks alone down the sally port, past the opening gate, and out into the sunlight. He's faced by a dozen members of the SWAT team, dressed in black and armed to the hilt, with dogs at their sides. They don't have to point the way to the bus. For the corrections officers, who are headed to Billerica as well, the routine is about to change. Sean McAdam is the superintendent there.
You know, for the inmates, it's a change. They have no control of. For the staff, it's even more of a change for some of them.
They had made the best of a bad situation for both inmates and officers, Katujan said. They had prevented the powder keg from exploding, and now they'd moved everyone out without a hitch.
You're the last one out the door?
I'm going to be the last one out the door.
The moment finally arrived. The gates ceremoniously opened, and out walked the sheriff at 11 o'clock. He and a senior correction officer named Jim Minnelli escorted a somber inmate named Pitts, who was no doubt surprised by the photographic pose for history. It was over. Lieutenant Jack Severino took to the radio.
Cambridge Jail is clear at this time.
Received. Thank you, sir. Middlesex Sheriff's Department on everyone on area-wide. Sheriff Katujan has asked me to let you know the Cambridge Jail is now officially closed.
Great job. Great job, all you guys did a great job. Great job.
Before they left for good, one of the corrections officers turned, saw the jail gate left open, and decided, hey, we better shut it. Someone might sneak in. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.